KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 35 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A South Carolina man faces charges for suspicion of making terroristic threats after allegedly writing a threatening note on the door of a portable toilet at the Google Data Center construction site in Council Bluffs. The Daily Nonpareil reports 27-year-old Samuel G. Langley of Greenville, South Carolina, was taken into custody after subcontractor employees at the construction site found the threat on Monday and alerted authorities. After reviewing surveillance footage, investigators targeted Langley, who works for an electrical system subcontractor at the data center, as a target. Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said Langley was questioned Wednesday morning and reportedly admitted to writing the note. Myers said the threat referenced returning to the site and shooting people, but he declined to get into the specifics of the note. Police searched Langley's vehicle and found no weapons. Myers said the suspect told police he didn't intend to carry out the act. Langley is free after posting a $5,000 bond. Four people have been arrested on unrelated charges in Creston. According to this morning's police report, 37-year-old Justin Dean Miller of Creston was arrested today on a driving while revoked charge. Miller was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Late Thursday night, 20-year-old Alan Hall of Corning was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for theft in the second degree. Hall was later released from the jail on $5,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday evening was 14-year-old Virginia Gilliland of Creston. The teen was cited for interference with official acts and subsequently turned over to juvenile authorities. And Thursday morning, 27-year-old Lee Anthony Brown Jr. of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts. Brown was being held in the Ringgold County Jail awaiting a hearing. In other news from Creston, authorities say a resident in the 200 block of Myrtle Street reported Thursday that someone had taken his wallet containing a Social Security card, license, birth certificate, and a check. The items were taken from the victim's truck sometime between 3:30 p.m. on December 10th and 9:30 a.m. on December 11th while the vehicle was parked near his residence. The loss was estimated at $30. An Iowa dentist has pleaded no contest to stealing precious metals and dental equipment while working at the Omaha Veterans Affairs Medical Center. 58-year-old Randall Toothaker entered the plea on Thursday without a deal from prosecutors. He had originally pleaded not guilty after being arrested in July. Investigators say that Toothaker stole more than $16,000 in dental, gold, and other equipment from a locked cabinet in 2013. An officer stopped Toothaker while he was leaving the property. The Omaha World-Herald reports Toothaker's attorney said his client wants to put the case behind him, and he says Toothaker now practices in Fort Dodge. Toothaker faces up to 10 years in federal prison when he's sentenced in March. The newspaper reports neither the state dental board has documented disciplinary action against the man. Local jazz band Popcorn Button is bringing a night of music and dancing to Atlantic once again this holiday season. A free community dance entitled Holiday Ball will be held at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic on Sunday, December 21st. Organizers say Popcorn Button will provide 3 hours of live big band music in the styles of swing, polka, waltz, and the two-step. The dance floor will be open throughout the night for dancers of all ages and abilities. Jake Arbach will be on hand to help any beginning dancers get started with the basic steps. Aaron Johnson, an Iowa State University student and musician in Popcorn Button, says playing in the band at the Holiday Ball is always one of his favorite parts of the Christmas break. The band, which consists of 16 volunteer musicians, is a collection of Atlantic residents, AHS alumni, and members of the surrounding communities. With special guest Santa Claus in the trumpet section, they'll be playing big band hits and swing arrangements of a few holiday favorites such as In the Mood, the Hoop-Dee-Doo Polka, Embraceable You, and many others that will fill that three-hour event with lively music. The Holiday Ball will be held at the Elks Lodge located at 501 Poplar Street in Atlantic from 7 until 10 p.m. again on Sunday, December 21st. There is no cost to attend, although a free will donation will be accepted at the door to help cover the band's expenses. For more information about the band or the Holiday Ball, you can go to www.popcornbutton.org. Elsewhere in the news, an online real estate firm has ranked Iowa as the most affordable state in the country. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Movado.com used a number of criteria for its ranking of the states, like the cost of food and the job outlook, as well as housing prices and the adjusted gross income for residents of the state. The firm found Iowa had savings galore for its residents with a very low cost of living. Iowa's relatively high adjusted income of over $57,000 was sixth best in the country. The company ranked Oklahoma as the second most affordable state in the U.S. Kansas was number three. Nebraska and Texas tied for fourth place on the most affordable state list. California was 50th, making it the least affordable state in which to live. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a liberal advocacy group this week released a report about how the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is working in Iowa. Matt Sinovic of Progress Iowa says 83% of Iowans who got insurance through the federal exchange last year received tax credits, which significantly decreased the cost of their insurance plan.
It's important to look past all of the heated rhetoric and take a look at what the law is actually doing, particularly here in the state of Iowa, where we have seen incredible benefits from the Affordable Care Act.
Sinovic cites another study which indicates that Iowa hospitals saved $32 million this past year because more uninsured Iowans were enrolled in Medicaid.
So our hospitals are saving, our healthcare consumers are saving, and Iowans are benefiting.
Sinovic says just over 10% of Iowans are still uninsured, and he's urging those Iowans to see what kind of insurance subsidies they might qualify for under the Affordable Care Act. The enrollment period is currently open through February 15th. Critics of Obamacare say it will overload the nation's health care system with previously uninsured patients demanding care and bankrupting the federal government. About 10 million Americans acquired subsidized insurance coverage last year due to the Affordable Care Act. Supporters of the law say it's reducing health care costs, which went up less than 3% in the past year compared to double-digit increases before the law took effect. And Iowa's dropped several more notches on the latest report that ranks the states for their health and well-being. Dr. Rhonda Randall, a spokeswoman for the United Health Foundation, says the list is compiled by comparing 30 different criteria for four main categories: behaviors, community environment, public policy, and the clinical care system.
This year, Iowa is ranked 24th. Last year, they were ranked 18th, so a decrease by six ranks. In 1990, when we started this report, Iowa was ranked number six. So over the course of the 25 years, that's a 18-rank decrease, and it's been a fairly slow, steady decrease over the last 25 years.
She says Iowa had poor showings in several categories this year.
You're ranked 47th in the nation for binge drinking, where 22% of the adult population is reporting that they binge drink. You're also ranked 46th for access to primary care physicians. And then a high incidence of infectious diseases ranked 41st in the country there.
Iowa also had a poor showing in the rates of smoking, obesity, and inactivity. While Iowa now ranks in the middle of the national pack at 24th overall out of 50 states, she says Iowa still did very well in some categories.
There's some areas to be very proud of. Ranked fourth in immunization coverage for children. So that's great to see, many, many preventable illnesses and infectious diseases with vaccination. So that's nice to see. Also a high rate of high school graduation, ranked fifth in the nation there. So I think those two together say you're doing right by the kids.
Iowa also had the fifth highest rank in the country for people with health insurance. You can see the full list of rankings at www.americashealthrankings.com. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.